Being Green is proudly sponsored by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future.
Hi, from me, John Richards. Humankind has benefited immensely from the natural abundance of biodiversity in the world, and evolved and adapted through technology to the point where we now control the environment, or we think we do. No other species has changed and transformed nature. We call it agriculture and industrialization. And now we face some consequences, like water scarcity close to home here, and the looming crisis of climate change and our controversial contribution to it worldwide. But will we be able to overcome yet another challenge by doing what we've always done, engineering? For instance, billions of tons of carbon are tied up in the carbonate sediments in the oceans. That's natural. Limestone, it's called. It takes thousands of millions of years to trap and transform carbon in the rocks. But hey, why not imitate nature? It's worked before. Good news on the geophysical research front, which may hold out a bit of hope for future carbon sequestering, or capturing as it's called. Researchers have sped up a process of several thousand years to 2 years. A team from the United States Department of Energy Pacific Northwest National Laboratory have returned carbon dioxide to rock by injecting volcanic basalt rock with liquid CO2. The technique gives scientists another way to store excess carbon dioxide humans continually put into the atmosphere. The hope is that this process could be expanded to take on significant levels of carbon. The PNNL's research expands on similar experiments in Iceland last year. That team dissolved CO2 in water and put it into basalt. The PNNL team knew the chemical reactions would happen in lab conditions. However, this test determined how long it would take in non-ideal, what could be termed real-world settings. The researchers say that they now know that this mineral trapping process can occur very quickly, and it makes it safe to store CO2 in these formations. The project engineers pumped fluid CO2 into hardened lava flows nearly 1,000 meters underground. Minerals like calcium, magnesium, and iron make up the basalt formations at that depth. The minerals dissolve with the acidic conditions started by the carbon dioxide and water. The dissolved minerals form anchorite, which is like limestone. This binds with basalt and traps the carbon dioxide. Dr. Pete McGrail of the Pacific Northwest's labs.
Now we know that this mineral trapping process can occur very quickly. It makes it safe to store CO2 in these formations, because we know now that in a short period of time, the CO2 will be permanently trapped.
With a little heat and pressure, they coax the CO2 into a mostly liquid state called supercritical carbon dioxide. They pushed 1,000 tons of the fluid, nearly 3,000 feet underground, into lava flows in southeastern Washington, where minerals like calcium, iron, magnesium, and manganese are part of the basalt.
So what happens when you inject the CO2 in that system with a little bit of water, as the system becomes slightly acidic, and those minerals don't like that. They're unstable in those conditions. That's that special thing that's permanent. It can't leak. There's no place for it to go. It's back to solid rock. So there isn't a more safer or permanent storage mechanism than this mineralization and carbonation.
Pete McGrail. The PNNL's research isn't new, but it's refreshing to hear that the process would only take 2 years rather than centuries of previous estimates. The largest concentrations of basalts correspond to locations of continental flood basalts. These flood basalts can be found in plenty of places throughout the globe, including India, Russia, and we have them here in South Africa. We know that we have a huge flood basalt province, as geologists term it, right here in the Karoo, but it would take a bit of exploration and investigation to determine its depth and extent. While this seems like a perfect solution to trapping carbon, we can't pump CO2 into every basalt pocket we find just yet. Carbon capture remains expensive. Also, no one knows how well these types of experiments can be scaled larger to deal with higher amounts of carbon dioxide. Also, there's very little research on exactly how much carbon dioxide can safely be stored in basalt. However, one thing remains positive. The CO2 pumped into basalt doesn't harm the oceans or atmosphere. Its potential to harm gets reduced to just about zero. Well, it's limestone, after all. That's been around for a long, long time. Can clever us imitate and speed up nature? Early days. Time will tell. Meanwhile, keep green and join us for Being Green next week at the same time. I'm John Richards.
Every Pick and Pay store has a recycling center where you can drop off used batteries, plastic containers, ink cartridges, and CFL light bulbs. And as part of our online shopping service, we will collect plastic bags, plastic containers, and batteries for recycling directly from the homes or businesses of our online shopping customers. Not only do the recycling bins reduce the amount of waste sent to landfills, but money raised is donated to charity. Pick and Pay is committed to a sustainable future. This edition of Being Green was proudly sponsored by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future.